Christmas, then and now. I love this time of year when the home is decorated, the tree with all its decorations, the love, laughter, and joy that it brings. In childhood, what a wonderful time Christmas was. All the lights, decorations, sparkle and glitz, mesmerizing family joy, love, and laughter. Then came school and adulthood. Yes, the alcohol did come before the adulthood, and for me, the responsibilities of adulthood never materialized until much later in life. One glorious Christmas, when I was 16 years old, I had a riotous time and got barred from all the pubs in the village. Of course, there came a Christmas when I would force myself not to drink, to prove to myself and others that I didn't have a problem with alcohol. That was always hard going for me, but for others, they must have been walking on eggshells. Will he drink or won't he drink? I always knew that after the big day was over, there would be a blowout. But wasn't I entitled to it? I'd stayed sober over Christmas. Unfortunately, no one, myself included, knew how, when, or where it would end. But certainly no good ever came of it. How different things are today. When Christmas comes around, how grateful I am to God and this wonderful fellowship for the life it has given me today. I become that wee boy again, looking forward to the festive season and the lights, the glitz and the glamour I once experienced. I love this time of year, when the home is decorated, the tree with all its decorations, the love, laughter and joy that it brings. Church, of course, is a must on this day to thank God for his son Jesus and the celebration of his birth. The second and third steps come to mind as I write this, as without this belief and effort to live the life I believe God wants me to live, there wouldn't be happy Christmases now. Have a merry, sober Christmas, one and all. Douglas, Inverness, Sunday, 12 by 12.